From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has held a massive campaign kickoff rally in New York. In a nationally televised address at Roosevelt Island, Mrs. Clinton told thousands of supporters she was running for president for all Americans, including those left behind after the recession.
You brought our country back. Now it's time, your time, to secure the gains and move ahead. And you know what? America can't succeed unless you succeed.
The Democratic candidate also launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing the crowded field of candidates vying to run against her as out of touch with a diverse electorate. A man who attacked the Dallas, Texas police headquarters with gunfire and explosives early Saturday has been found dead after being shot by a police sniper. The hours-long ordeal began early Saturday morning when the unidentified suspect fired multiple shots at Dallas police headquarters. He also left behind at least two explosive devices. Officers cornered the attacker in an armored van in a Dallas suburb. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said his sniper team fired through the van's windshield a few minutes later when they glimpsed the suspect inside.
At 5:07 a.m., our SWAT snipers shot at the suspect in Wilma Hutchins through the front windshield of the van, striking the suspect.
More than 7 hours after the shooting began, a Dallas police spokesman posted on the department's Twitter account that the suspect was dead inside that vehicle. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says a final nuclear agreement between Tehran and six world powers is within reach this month, provided that no new issues arise in the days ahead. The Iranian president said the Islamic Republic will allow inspections of its nuclear facilities, but would not accept a UN inspection plan that jeopardizes what he called state secrets. Iran is negotiating with the so-called P5+1 group to reach a deal by June 30th that would limit Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed 20 suspected militants in a troubled northwestern tribal region near the Afghan border. A statement Saturday said the strikes killed insurgents in the Dattakhel area in North Waziristan. Pakistan's army began a major campaign against the Taliban and other militant groups in the North Waziristan tribal area about a year ago. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that the main Syrian Kurdish fighting force, backed by rebels and U.S.-led coalition warplanes, advanced farther into Raqqa province in northern Syria in a bid to capture a key border town. The activist group said Kurdish forces laid siege to the Islamic State-held town of Saluk, about 10 kilometers from Tal Abyad. The fighting has forced thousands of residents of Tal Abyad to flee to Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees gathered near the Turkish border Saturday in an attempt to escape the fighting. Oman has accepted for resettlement six Yemeni men who were detainees at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. The U.S. Defense Department said in a statement that it is grateful for Oman's willingness to help ongoing efforts to close the detention facility. Some in the international community have condemned the jail at Guantanamo Bay, where dozens of prisoners have been held without being charged or tried. And President Obama used his weekly media address to again ask the House of Representatives to pass a key part of his free trade agenda. Mr. Obama said a worker retraining program known as Trade Adjustment Assistance will help preserve American jobs. The House of Representatives voted down the training program despite some last-minute lobbying by the president on Friday. Congressional Democrats have said that the president's trade agenda risks outsourcing American jobs to other countries. Republicans have said that they might bring the matter, back to the floor this week. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.